Hi, Zoe here. A big part of why I came to KNOM was to make radio. It's what I've wanted to do for a while, and mostly it's been really satisfying and affirming doing this work and feeling like it's something I could happily keep doing forever. But volunteers come to KNOM with all sorts of experiences and goals and go off to do any number of things outside of radio. My co-volunteer Gabe, for instance, plans to do something very different in the future. And I talked to him this week about how his work here at KNOM has already been influencing some of the other things he'd like to do.
Yeah, I am hoping to go into urban design, which is basically the middle ground between architecture and urban planning. And I'm really passionate about working to create better human-scaled cities and urban environments and rural environments too, and creating public spaces that are allowing for people to come together and form community that way. And there's a great sense of that here in Nome. I've certainly been affected quite a bit by my 2 months here so far, specifically in just becoming attuned to what an important impact sound has on our experience of the world, and making so much radio, being immersed in sound throughout the day, really being attentive to sound out in the field has given me, I think, a new perspective on that aspect of our senses that we don't quite think about as much. You know, I just love getting audio from people in the field. There's something so much more special about that than there is about just writing something down. Actually hearing people's voices, hearing the sound in the background that they're listening to as they're speaking.
Yeah, Gabe, it's cool. I feel like I've been able to see, or rather hear, your interest in this developing. I was listening to the story that you did about the Crystal Serenity, which was this gigantic cruise ship that made a stop in Nome. And there was a moment where you were talking to one of the VPs of the company, and you were actually interviewing this person. I didn't realize it until I heard your piece. You were talking to him during the Berry Fest, the sort of arts and music fair that was happening while all the tourists and cruise ship folks were milling around Nome. And you can hear a performer singing in the background.
In Shackleton, so we don't disperse any of that while we're in the northern regions. So again, there's a real concerted effort.
It was really beautiful. Like, you don't draw attention to that fact at all, but it's just kind of interweaving between his words. And I was really excited to hear that. I thought it was awesome. So, and I didn't know how, like, intentionally you had done that, but I can see you enthusiastically nodding from across the table here.
Yeah, sound just has an incredible power to provoke imagination, I think. Sound just can do so much more for you. I mean, it can provide specificity without giving you everything.
She had to go back and make more aguduk. And then we had reindeer stew. That sold out as well.
But anyway, I've been thinking a lot about sound and how that impacts the urban environment, and that's definitely a lens that I think I'm going to be more attuned to as I go forward in my professional aspirations. One last thing I wanted to add is just about listening. You know, when you're conducting audio interviews, you have to be very conscious of what you're saying and what you're not saying. You want to pull yourself out of the audio scape. You know, you really have to be attentive to the person and listen with more than just your voice. You have to use your other cues like eye contact and body language to indicate that, you know, you're enthusiastic about what they're saying or that you're getting what they're saying. And I think that is a really great skill, often the best form of support you can give to someone that you're listening to, is just to be present to them.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I kick myself about some tape that I've ruined by talking over someone. And sometimes it's even really painful. Like, they're starting to say something and listening back to it later, it's, oh, I'm just like, oh no, what were they going to say? Actually, this is funny. All of my friends know this. If any of my friends are listening to this, they were probably thinking about it while you were talking, which is, in my normal conversational life, I actually have a big problem with interrupting people and talking over people and cutting them off. I've sort of already been having the thought that doing radio is good practice for me, because you just really can't do that, because you'll ruin your tape and you'll, you know, stop their line of thought and it sort of makes it about you and not them, which is exactly what your point was. We're there to listen. So friends know that I'm taking this lesson to heart, and I will continue trying to not cut you off when you talk to me. But I have gotten some positive feedback on my silent laughing, which I've been, you know, working on so I can show, you know, my amusement at whatever someone is saying without ruining the tape by like chuckling over it.
I just silently laughed at that.
He did. It was great. You didn't even hear it, did you? He's doing it right now. He is silently guffawing.
Okay, I gotta let it out.
I broke you.
So yes, of course, because it's
Abe,
just...
I think I can hear you breathing into your microphone. We're recording in the field.
That's a little mouse.